Maybe she will. With the do's and don'ts of lending money to family, we're joined by Melody Hobson, GMA financial contributor and president of Ariel Capital Management. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
So can we narrow it down? Is there a yes-no answer to the question, should you lend family money?
I wouldn't call it a yes-no answer. I would start with a very basic idea. Before you think about this familial obligation issue, let's start with, can you afford it? And if you can't afford it, that answers the question right away. Also, can you afford it if they don't pay you back? A bank thinks about the same thing. They assess the risk of the loan that they're going to make, and they don't make loans that are going to make them insolvent. You shouldn't either. But if you go down this path, the one thing that I suggest to you that helps mute some of the resentment or problems that can occur, document it. Documentation helps a lot.
So those are the guidelines, basically. You're saying write it down on paper, sign it, date it. Interest rates. Someone said the interest rates are low, so this is a good deal. We do look at family as a good deal. Even if we're paying an interest, it's usually lower than market rate, right?
Well, I would start with, you know, you want your names, you want the date, you want the amount, you want the purpose. And yes, you have a right to know. A bank would ask you what the loan is for. You may not want to lend a family member money for a vacation versus a medical bill.
And you should tell them that. Hey, I don't want to pay for your trip to Disney World.
Absolutely. Then the terms. The terms may or may not include interest. They may include a payment plan. They may include it all back at over a lump sum period. And then last but not least, sign it. Copy it. Make sure you both have a copy. And when you get into issues, you pull out that piece of paper.
And you should have the chutzpah to be able to say to the person, I don't think I want to loan you money for this purpose.
Absolutely. It's worse if you feel tremendous guilt and do something that you don't want to do. You do it and it doesn't go well. That's a really bad situation. So on the front end, maybe you can go to someone else. Maybe I can co-sign for a loan for you at the bank. Really, to create that kind of distance, that might be meeting them halfway.
This is so loaded because it's not just a stranger, right? This is all the family history, all the arguments, all the little things you did to your brother or sister, you did to your parents, whatever. It's loaded from the back end with emotions.
There's no question about it. And there are certain people that think the family bank should always be open. That is not the case. There are also, in most families, there's a go-to person. That person gets called again and again and again, often because there's a sense that they're good with money, they're buttoned down, they have the money and can loan it. And so those things just create just tremendous stress around these issues in families.
But it is hard to say no. You love this person, right? You want to help them out. But it may not be the best thing for the person.
Well, it's hard to say no, but sometimes you have to say no. I had this situation just this week. I had a family member repeatedly needs money. And at some point I had to say, and the moment of truth was this week, We're done. This is the last check that I will write because I am enabling you to live a lifestyle that you cannot afford.
And how did he or she react?
Not well. I can tell you that.
And so that affects your relationship. You've got to deal with this person at holidays and family reunions.
But you know what? It's better than dealing with them when they are facing bankruptcy, facing serious, serious financial problems, because I didn't force them to look themselves in the mirror and try to take accountability for the lifestyle that they were trying to maintain that they, quite frankly, could not afford. It was just a fact. There were no two ways about it.
Now, we've been talking about you as the bank and the family. What about if you need to borrow money? What do you do? How do you approach a family member?
Well, if you need to borrow money, I would go to them in the most professional way possible. And I would be the one saying, this is what I need the money for. I'd like to document this and write this down. This is when you can be expected to receive the payment. If I don't pay you back, I will be here before the money is due to renegotiate these terms. So they get a sense you're very serious, very credible, and you want to make sure that this goes really, really well.
It's also good for your own self-esteem to know that, hey, we got terms here. We got interest payments. I'm going to pay you back.
There's no question about it. And one interesting other idea, let's just say for some reason the family member doesn't pay you back. Try having them work off the money. That's been something that I've tried lately, and that goes extraordinarily well. They may do the babysitting that you need done or mowing the lawn or things like that.
I don't know. Any of my relatives who like to clean windows. Melody Hobson, thanks a lot for good advice. Touchy waters to navigate here.